Okay, we are on the conclusion of Kedusha. So what we say is, this is after we mention, let's just go through the whole thing again. Nagdishach v'naritzach k'nayam siach soitzach v'kodesh amashal shem l'cha Kedusha. Will sanctify you and revere you according to the pleasant words of the council of the holy seraphim who recite Kodesh three times before you. That's how we say in Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz, they say in Kodesh Hashem Chaboilam, Kshem Shemakdishim Ayesev Shmei Morim. It's the same idea. Will sanctify you in the world the same way you are sanctified in the heavens. Kakosol Ayad Neviyacho, as is written by your prophet, V'korazel Zev Yomar, and one angel will call another and say, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavakas Melech Lodetz Kevoyda. Holy, holy, holy is Hashem, Master of Legions, the whole world is filled with His glory. Last week we spoke about the next step, which is the umasam, towards them, v'shabchem v'yomrim, the v'fanim, give praise, and they say, baruch kvod Hashem v'kaymai, blessed is the glory of Hashem from His place. That's where we were up to. Now we add, uv'divrei kodshecha, kosov leimor, and in your holy writings, the following is written, Yimloich Hashem la'olam, elikayich tzion the doy v'doy haleluka. Hashem shall reign forever. Your God tzion, from generation to generation, haleluka. So we need to understand what this is doing here. This is Kedusha. We're talking about Kedusha here. We're in the Brach of Ata Kodesh. We're just about to begin the Brach of Ata Kodesh. We're talking about, we're going to sanctify you the same way the Malachim do. So we understand what Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh is doing here. And as it says in the Navi, towards them, when the Ifanim here, the Seraphim saying Kodesh, 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 the Ifanim say Baruch Kavod Hashem Kaimai. Then we add over Divrei Kodeshecha. And by the way, Divrei Kodeshecha Kasev Leimar, in your holy writings it says Yimloi Hashem LeYoyelam LeKayach Tio and LeDavidai Haleluka. Do you know how many psukim there are on Tillim? Do you know how many psukim we could bring? What's the shaychus? What's the connection? Hashem shall reign forever. The Kayach Tzion, your God Tzion, the David Dai Haluk. The Avud Ram asks, if you look into Avodah Tzion, where we have Kedusha the Sidra, basically the same. We bring the Kodesh, 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 Baruch Kodesh Hashem Kaimai. Afterwards, we bring a different pasuk. Right? We say, Baruch Hashem Kodesh Hashem Kaimai. We interpret that into Aramaic. Mali Kolara Zivikore. Baruch Hashem Kaimai. Baruch Kodesh Hashem Yasar Beshchintei. Hashem Yimloich La'ilam Void. We bring the pasuk right after we bring Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kodesh Hashem Kaimai. You mentioned the pasuk Yimloich Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Void. Hashem will reign forever, which is a pasuk in the Torah. It's not a pasuk in Ksuvim, such as this pasuk Yimloich Hashem Le'olam. Yimloich Hashem Le'olam is a pasuk in Tehillim. So Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Void, which is basically the same idea, Hashem will reign forever, is a pasuk in the Torah, which definitely should take precedence to Pasuk in Tehillim, and indeed by Uvol Tzion, we talk and bring that Pasuk. So why in Kedusha do we mention, do we take a Pasuk from Tehillim instead of Yashem Yimlech Le'anavod? Avdram says something mamash phenomenal. He says, but it says in Tehillim, Imeshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. David HaMelech says, if I forget you, Yerushalayim, my right should be forgotten. Tidvak l'shoini l'chiki im l'yazgarechi. My tongue should become stuck to my palate if I do not mention you. Im l'yales Yerushalayim odai shem chosa. If I do not ascend to Yerushalayim for the peak of my simcha, for the peak of my joy. Says Avadram, so that's why we need to mention Tzion. When we're mentioning Hashem's Malchus, we have to mention Tzion. Because David HaMelech says, Tidbak l'shayni l'chiki, l'yos karechi. If I don't mention you, my tongue should be stuck to my palate. By Uval Tzion, we already mentioned Tzion by Uval Tzion. We said Tzion. So we don't have to mention it again when we say Hashem Yimlech Le'anavod. We can just say Hashem Yimlech Le'anavod. We don't have to mention Tzion. But here we didn't mention Tzion yet. We didn't mention Yerushalayim, which is Tzion. So therefore, we have to say Yimlech Hashem Le'olam, the Kayach Tzion. But the depth of his word, the depth of the words of the Avdram. I mean, we go through an entire davening. We don't mention Tzion in every bracha of davening. But here we have to mention Tzion. Why do we have to mention Tzion here? And it has to be that, as we mentioned in the previous shiurim from the Al Yerabe, we brought it from the Medrash, that there's a tremendous simcha that takes place when we say Kedusha. We're looking at Hashem into Hashem's eyes, and Hashem is looking into our eyes, and there's, as the Medrash said, there's no greater simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the time that Klal Yisrael says Kadosh Kadosh. And that simcha is supposed to be reciprocated by us as well. There is no, the ultimate simcha of a Yid is when we're mekadosh l'Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When we say Kadosh, 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 we elevate ourselves to the level of the angels. And as we learned in the previous shurim, we become even higher than the angels. The angels can't say Kadosh until we do. This is the height of our simcha. And David HaMelech says, Im lo ye'eleis Yerushalayim al reish simchasi, that at every simcha that I have, I need to mention Tzion. That's why we break a plate by a chasana. I break a cup by a chasana. We break a plate by a tenoyim. Because we have to, when we have a simcha, we have to remember Yerushalayim. So this simcha of Kiddush is no different. When we have the simcha of Kadosh, 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 we have to mention Yerushalayim. So we have to mention Tzion. And perhaps that's specifically by Yimloich Hashem Le'olam. Because there's Yismachu B'malchuscha, there's an additional simcha here of when we mention Hashem's Malchus. There is additional simcha that Klal Yisrael has when we mention Hashem's Malchus. We have to mention Tzion. Going back to the previous kasha, what in the world is this pasuk doing b'chlal in Kedusha? We're talking about Kedusha, we're not talking about Malchus here. So I think that there's a message here that is very, very befitting for Chodesh Elul. And as the Dorsha Rishumas tell us, that the Avoid of Chodesh Elul is alluded to in the Pasuk, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. So what does this mean? How does it relate to us? the Gemara Masech Tizyuma, the Gemara says, Gedoyle, we learn from a pasuk, a very famous pasuk, Shuva Yisrael al Hashem Aleikecha. Says, return Yisrael until Hashem, your God. So the Chazal were bothered by the word ad. Pasuk should say, Shuva Yisrael el Hashem Aleikecha, or return Yisrael to Hashem. Why does it say until Hashem? Says the Gemara, Masechta Yoma Daf Pei Vav, Gedoyle Tshuva Shemegaz Ad Kisei HaKavod. Tshuva is great. It reaches until the Kisei HaKavod. Until the throne of glory. Shenem Ashuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekach. Now there's a Girsa in the Gemara. It is brought in the Ayin Yankiv, it is brought in the Yalkut. In our Gemaras, only if you have the new Gemaras, it's brought down on the side. It says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, a different pshat. In Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha, Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal. Return Yisrael until Hashem your God, says Rabbi Yochanan, Ad until, there's two ways when you say, until, right? You say from 1 until 5, right? Does that include 5? Or does that mean until 5, but not 5? 5 not included. Says Rabbi Yechon, when it says, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekech, return Yisrael until Hashem your God, Ad V'loy Ad V'chlal. It's until, but not Hashem included. Okay, now, both of these memories seem to be way beyond our comprehension. What does it mean that tshuva reaches the kisei hakavod, the throne of glory? What's the shaychus? And secondly, what does it mean tshuva ad v'layad b'chlal, until Hashem and not Hashem? What does that mean? There's another Gemara in Pesachim, Nun Vav. The Gemara says that when Yaakov Avinu called together his children before he died, Bikish the Galas Lam Ketza Yomim, he wanted to reveal to them when Mashiach would come. Stalkim and the Shechina departed from him. So Yaakov said to his children, maybe there's among my children there's an invalidity, as there was by Avram and by Yitzchak, to which his children responded, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Hashem Lekenu Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, Kshem She'en V'libcha L'Echad, Kachem V'libenu L'Echad, just like you only believe in one God, we also only believe in one God. To which Yaakov Aminu responded, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Adiyadim. Now, this whole Gemara is can't be understood on face level. What does it mean? The Shechina was nostalgic from him, and he was chayshed his children. And what did they mean to say when they said Shema Yisrael? Why did he answer Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Adiyadim Vod? What is he trying to say? So I think we can understand it like this. Zohar HaKadosh says that the entire purpose of all Torah and mitzvahs, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, our entire purpose as Yidden in this world, what is our goal? Our goal is Dveikus Vashem. Our goal is to connect, to cleave to the Rabbein Shalom. That is the goal. The 613 mitzvahs are taryag itin, our 613 tactics of how to achieve that goal of cleaving to the Rabbi Nishalayim. There's a mitzvah, uboi sidbok. There's a mitzvah, connect, cleave to Hashem. How do we do that? Torah, avoda, gemilas chasadim. So, When a person feels disconnected, when a person doesn't feel like they have a connection to Hashem, it demands of a person some introspection. Something must be lacking in my Torah learning, my observance of mitzvahs. Something must be lacking in my avodah, in the way I daven, in the way I serve Hashem. Or something must be lacking in my gemilas chasadim, in my ben adam l'chaveroi. Because if my Torah avodah gemilas chasadim would be in order, then I would feel a connection to the Divine Shalala. Because that is where the Torah and mitzvahs bring a person to. They bring a person to cleave to the Divine Shalala. Now, as much as that is true, the opposite is also true. And that is that it's impossible to achieve Dveikus B'Hashem any other way. There is no way to cleave to Hashem. The only way is through Torah and Mitzvahs. And if someone claims to have connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam without Torah and Mitzvahs, it's a bunch of baloney. There are Buddhists that meditate for hours on end, and they have spiritual experiences where they feel that they've connected to God. We all know that's called Elohim Acher. They might have connected to God, but not the Ribbono Shel Olam, a different one. And the same applies to anybody who claims that they feel a closeness to Hashem when their Torah and Mitzvahs are lacking. It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's only one way to achieve Dveikus B'Hashem, through Torah and Mitzvahs. And the truth is that although it should be a person's intent, when a person is involved in Torah mitzvahs, it would be gewaltig if a person has in mind that I'm doing this in order to become Dovak Bashem, but that's not necessary. If a person observes Torah mitzvahs because Hashem commanded him to do so, the Dveikus Bashem comes automatically. And that's the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. Ani L'doidi means I do what is necessary for my connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning, I observe Torah and Mitzvahs. V'doy dili, that is when the Ribbono Shel Olam comes close to us and we become Dovak B'Hashem. So in other words, what is necessary from our point of view, is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. That's what we really need to do. All we need to do is accept upon Hashem, we need to accept upon ourselves Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's kingdom, to observe His mitzvahs, to serve Him. When we accept upon ourselves Hashem's Malchus, then as a result, we are able to grasp or to connect to Elokus, to godliness. But without Malchus Shemayim, achieving Elokus is impossible. As mentioned, without Malchus Shemayim, it's not Elokus, it's Elohim Acher. So when Yaakov Avinu called together his children, and Nistalka Hamena Shechina, the Shechina departed from him, meaning Yaakov felt detached from his ordinary Dveikus. Yaakov Avinu was a person that was always Dovak B'Hashem. And all of a sudden, nistalkim emanu shchina. There was an interruption in the dveikus, to which Yaakov was choshish that perhaps there has to be some malchus shemayim lacking here. Shema yesh bizari psul. Is anyone here lacking in their acceptance of malchus shemayim, the kingdom of heaven? To which all of his children responded in unison, our declaration of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. K'shem Shem B'Libcha Elayachad, K'chem B'Libenu Elayachad. Just like you believe in one God, we believe in one God. To which Yaakov responded, Rabbi Yisai, that's not sufficient. That's a declaration of Elikus, Hashem Elokeinu. You can't have a lekus without malchus. To which Yaakov responded, Baruch Shem Kvoy Malchusai the Anavod. You need to have malchus Shemayim. You need to accept upon yourselves to practice mitzvahs, to observe Torah mitzvahs, if you want to be able to appreciate the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That was Yaakov's. That is what Yaakov Avinu told his sons. And that's why we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus the Anavod. After we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, every single time we say it. To understand that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, meditating and thinking about Hashem's oneness is insufficient. One cannot achieve Elikus unless one understands the concept of Malchus. Understanding that Hashem is Melech and we are His subjects, and as a result we need to observe everything that He tells us to. That's the Ani L'Doidi. The Kabbalas Malchus. That's why the whole Avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is all about Malchus. Malchus and Nachamu Malchus. Being with Kabbal Hashem's Malchus. V'sim Lecha Tohu Hashem Elokeinu V'atcha. HaMelech HaKodesh, HaMelech HaMishpat. It's only after 10 days, when the year begins, it's only after 10 days of HaMelech HaKodesh, only then can we begin saying HaKel HaKodesh. Because HaKel is Elikus. You cannot pretend to grasp Elikus unless you've had 10 days of Malchus. Understanding that Rabbeinu Shlom is Melech, and that affects me every step of my life. Mishnah says that there are three ksarim, three crowns. Now, crowns, by definition, is malchus. The king wears a crown. There are three crowns, meaning malchus divides into three. Kesar Torah, Kesar Kohuna, and Kesar Malchus. Meaning within Malchus itself, within Keser, which is Malchus itself, there are three, it divides into three. Keser Torah, which is represents Torah learning, observance of Torah and mitzvahs. Keser Kohuna is Avoida. And then there's Keser Malchus, which is Gemilas Chasadim. There are three pillars upon which the world stands, Torah, Avoida, Gemilas Chasadim. Kesar Torah is Torah, Kesar Kohuna is Avoda, and Kesar Malchus is Gemilas Chasadim. We find, if you look into the Gemara tells us how David HaMelech's day began. David HaMelech's day began that as soon as he would wake up in the morning, the first thing in the morning was they would come into him and they would say, Am Yisrael Tzricha Parnasa. The king had to see to it that everyone's needs were met. It's a bein adam, the melech of Klal Yisrael needed to see to it that all Klal Yisrael's needs were met. It's bein adam l'chaveira. And then there is Kesa Shem Tov, Sha'ila Gabayim. There is the crown of a good name that transcends all three of them, and that is the one that has mastered all three. The one that masters Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, which is Kesa Torah, Kesa Kuna, Kesa Malchus, that is the Kesa Shem Tov, Sha'ila Gabayim. Yecheskel HaNavi describes the Kisei HaKavod that it had four faces. On one side there's Pnei Aryeh, the face of a lion. There's another side is the face of an ox. Another side is the face of a Nesher, a vulture. And then on one side is Pnei Adam, face of man. The Gemara Chagiga says that these three faces are the three types of melech. There's the melech of Chayas, is the lion. The melech of Behemoth is the shor. The melech of Oifis, melech of birds, is the nesher. And then there's Adam. So these, once again, the Kisei HaKavod represents malchus. These are all malachim. These are all kings. Now, the lion represents Kesar Malchus. Yehuda is compared to the lion. The shor represents Kesar Torah. The Gemara says a person should place himself in Torah kishor la'oil, like an ox carrying a yoke. So the ox represents the Kesar of Torah, the Malchus of Torah. Again, the lion represents Kesar Malchus. The Nesher represents Kesar Kohuna. The reason why it represents Kesar Kohuna, the Kesar of Avoida, is, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, is that the any mitzvah that is done without Ahava and Yira, Loi Parchus La'ela. It's like Ahava and Yira, love and fear of the Rebbein Shalom, are like two wings. And just like a bird can't fly without wings, so also Torah mitzvahs can't fly, can't ascend heavenward without Torah, without Ahava and Yira. So Ahava and Yira, which is the Avoda Shebalei, which is the service of the heart, that is represented by the Nesher, who has the wings to fly heavenward. The Nesher, Rashi tells us elsewhere, is the bird that flies the highest out of all the birds. The Melech HaOifos, representing the Avoda of a Yid, the Ahava and the Yira, the Kesar Kohuna. The Adam of the Kesar of the Kisei HaKavod represents the Kesar Shem Tov, Ohel Al Gabayim, the person who acquires all three types of Malchus. And as mentioned, the Avoda of a Yid is not elikus, to achieve elikus. That's not an avoid of a yid. Avoid of a yid is to achieve malchus shemaim. Once a yid achieves malchus, elikus is what the Rebbein Shalom gives us. That dveikus in Hashem is what comes from the Rebbein Shalom. Ani ledoidi, we have to come to a level of accepting malchus shemaim. And that is what the Gemara tells us. Gedoy letshuva, Shemegaz ad kisei hakavod. What? How great is tshuva? How great does a person's tshuva have to be? A person's tshuva has to be to reach what the kisei hakavod stands for. Kisei hakavod stands for malchus. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and explains what that means. What does it mean? Gedol tshuva shemegaz ad kisei hakavod. Because it says Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, it says return Yisrael until Hashem is your God. It doesn't say Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Malkecha until Hashem is your king. It says Shuvah Yisrael until Hashem is your God. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that ad is ad v'lo yad v'chlal. It doesn't mean that you should do tshuva until you reach that level that you experience alikus. No. Ad v'lo yad v'chlal. Not including that. Meaning you only have to reach kisei hakavod, which is malchus. Once you achieved malchus, the Rabbeinu Shleilam will bestow that experience, that godly experience upon the Hashem Aleichach. So now we understand that when we're talking about Nagdishach and Aritzach, we're talking about Kodosh, 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 we're talking about godliness, total godliness here. So a person might get carried away and think that this is what we're supposed to be focusing on. We're supposed to be meditating about godliness. So we conclude, when can it be only after Yimloich Hashem Le'olam? Only after it's Yimloich Hashem Le'olam. If we have accepted upon ourselves Hashem's Malchus totally, then there could be a Lekayach Tzion. Then we could experience the godliness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's when this Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kodesh, Hashem, and Kaimach all come into play is only after there is Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. And that's why in Avodah Tzion we also have to mention Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voed. Without Malchus, it's all worthless. Without observance of Torah and Mitzvahs, all the spiritual experiences in the world are absolutely worthless. Another understanding of Yimloich Hashem Le'olam Elekayach Tzion. I think I mentioned this when we were talking about early on in the Shiurim, when we were talking about the first bracha. We say by every bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Blessed are you Hashem, Elekeinu our God, Melech HaOlam, the King of the World. And I mentioned that there's an inconsistency in every bracha. We start out talking direct, second person. Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elikeinu our God. And then we say, Melech HaOlam, King of the World, Asher Kiddushanu, who has sanctified us. We don't say Asher Kiddushanu, that you have sanctified us. Asher Kiddushanu, who has sanctified us? B'mitzvah Yisrael, with his mitzvahs. Are we talking directly with a second party or third party? And the answer is that there's a big difference between Malchus and Elikus. Meaning, someone who only lives their lives as Hashem being their king. So what that means is that I live my life how I want to live my life, basically. However, when it comes to matters that the king has commanded, things that have rules, so then I must adhere to the king's rules. But otherwise, I'm on my own. That's not Elikus. If someone, when we say Hashem is Aleikenu, what we're saying is Hashem governs my life. Totally governs my life. Hashem is my God. He's not just my king. to the nations of the world, Hashem is a king. They might believe in Hashem's malchus when it comes to certain areas of their life, but otherwise, it's oylam given haganai. Their life is, they have their own life. That's not for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Rebbein Shalom, we live with the Rebbein Shalom every second of our lives. There's no, we live the Rebbein Shalom. That's what we live for. That's how we live. And as a result, the Rebbein Shalom is always present in our lives in a direct manner. Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elikeinu, because you're our, you're my Elika, you're my God. But then we switch over right there. Melech HaOlam, but for the rest of the world, Hashem is Melech. And as a result, it becomes third party. For them, the Rebbein Shalom is a stranger. Asher Kedishonu, b'mitzvoyzov, we're already talking, and once we mention that Hashem is Melech HaOlam, that Hashem is King for the rest of the world, he switches over to third party. So perhaps that's what we say. That's what we're saying. Yimloich Hashem, for who is Hashem King? La'olam, for the rest of the world. Elikayich Tzion, but for Tzion, the Rebbein Shalom is God. He's not just a Melech. So ordinarily, Pashat Pshat, he's the Melech Hashem La'olam. Hashem should reign forever. According to this, no, Yimloich Hashem, Hashem should be King La'olam for the rest of the world. Elikayich Tzion, but for Tzion, the Rebbein Shalom is our God. Now, a third approach, which is why this pasuk comes into here. When we're talking about Kedusha, and then we have to, all of a sudden we bring in Yimloich Hashem Le'olam. For those who learn a little bit of Chassidus Sfarim or Kabbalah, there is the order of the Midas is right before Malchus. The Midah of Malchus, there's a Midah called Yisoid. Yisoid means the foundation. Yisoid is the mid of Yisoid, it represents the mid of Kedusha. And that's why Yisoid is attributed to Yosef HaTzadik. When one lives a life of Kedusha, which is specifically in the area, when, as Rashi says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Rashi says on the Pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy, says Rashi, Kol Mokem Shatam Moitze Geder Erva Atam Moitze Kedusha. When you find a fence in the areas of Arayas, when a person sanctifies themselves in that area, that's called Kedusha. Yosef HaTzadik, which represents the Midah of Yesoid, why is he represent the Midah of Yesoid? Because he had that Geder Erva when he was tempted with his master's wife. He withstood that tremendous nisoyon. As a result, he's called Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik is the epitome of Kedusha. Why is Kedusha called Yisoid? Why is it called a foundation? The reason is because the purpose of a foundation is to guarantee the longevity of the building. Right? If you build a building without a foundation, it's going to fall. It's not going to last too long. The purpose of the stronger the foundation, the longer the building is going to last. Kedusha is the yesoid of Malchus. If Malchus Shemayim is going to last, it's going to last as long as Klal Yisrael is careful about these inyonim, these matters of Kedusha. Kedusha is the foundation upon which Hashem's Malchus is based. Yesoid precedes Malchus. Malchus is based on Yesoid. So when we're talking about Kodosh, 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 Baruch, we're talking about Kedusha. So Yimloi Hashem Liyolam. Once there is Kedusha, then Yimloi Hashem Liyolam. Lidoir Vidoir Halleluka. Hashem will be king forever if there is Kedusha. Lidoir Vidoir for all generations. And that's why we specifically mention the Kayach Tzion. Because Tzion is the same gematria as Yosef. When is Yimloi Hashem Liyolam? When will Hashem king forever? When will Hashem reign forever? Elikayich Tzion. If we realize Hashem's godliness in the areas of Tzion, which is Yosef, then Ledoi Vedoi Haleluka. Then this will be carried over from one generation to the next because there is a strong Yosef. That is what Yimloi Hashem Liyolam is doing right here in Kedusha. So there's to help him that we should all be zeich to be mekabel malchus shemayim b'shleimus. Should be ani ledoidi v'doidi li. You should be able to experience the likus of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Should be shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. We should be able to sanctify ourselves to have these kodesh 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 in our lives. The lekayach tzion and that zchus we should be zeich to yimloich Hashem liyolam and lekayach tzion. The doy v'doy halalukah b'vias mashiach. Kainu b'mehir v'yamim amen.